This is Jack Scallions. Would you join me for just a few moments from my heart to yours? I was recently reminded of a young family in our church who had enrolled their 4-year-old baby girl in our academy kindergarten. To this point, mother and daughter had been inseparable. The first days of school were more than difficult with separation issues. Each morning was a heart-rending spectacle, with major sobbing and clinging and considerable tears shed by daughter and by mother. Finally, at wit's end, realizing a solution must be reached, the little family sat around the kitchen table talking about the upcoming morning. On a whim, the mother took a sheet of paper and cut out a heart. Dad and daughter watched in amazement as the mother then planted a heavy lipstick kiss on the heart and gave it to the teary-eyed child with this promise: "Tomorrow morning, when Mama has to leave you and you feel the least bit afraid and alone, place this heart to your heart and Mama's lips to yours, and be sure that my love is a blanket of comfort wrapped all around you." The dad had been watching this scene and sat quietly listening to every word with no comment. Finally, the room was still, and in a whisper of his voice, he said, "Can I have one of those too? We all know the feeling of being alone and out of our comfort zone. This is why a hardened GI walks into battle with the picture of a wife or a sweetheart in his possession, or a life mate will walk beside a gurney to the operating room doors holding the hand of a loved one. Over 2,000 years ago, my Savior left this earth bearing the marks of the cross, but not before he had assured his saddened disciples that he would not leave them alone. He had charged them, and us also, I might add, with the insurmountable task of taking the gospel to the four corners of the globe. Impossible, you say. True, were it not for the fact that we're not alone in this task. Daily combat with Satan, his emissaries, and an anti-God world system. A losing battle, for sure, were it not for the fact that we are not alone in this battle. Life's cares and struggles, from fragile and frail human flesh, overwhelming, to say the least, were it not for the fact that we are not alone. His promise to his disciples is good to us today. I will never leave you nor forsake you. The first and the third verses from an unknown author's pen caught the depth of the truth of the promise, never alone. I've seen the lightning flashing. I've heard the thunder roll. I've felt sin's breakers dashing, which almost conquered my soul. I've heard the voice of my Savior bidding me still to fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. When in affliction's valley I tread the road of care, my Savior helps me to carry the cross so heavy to bear. Though all around me is darkness, earthly joys all flown, my Savior whispers his promise never to leave me alone. Even though Jesus no longer walks this earth beside us, he has sent the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, to walk alongside of us. He shall be with us and in us, tells the Lord, till the Lord takes us home or the trumpet sounds. He gave us heaven's love letter, the Bible, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. And then there is the comfort of fellow believers, their camaraderie, fellowship, and prayers. All this and more places heaven's kiss on any believer who feels a time of loneliness. And then there are the memories, sweet memories of times when, in the midst of our journey, we were all made consciously aware that he was with us. Although I cannot remember for sure how old I was, I believe could not be any older than 10, when one night my dad sent me to the sharecropper's house on our farm to borrow some eggs for morning breakfast. I do remember the night was dark and the journey down the gravel road was about 200 yards from our house. The road had deep side ditches and high banks on each side covered with small trees, and undergrowth producing scary images for a young boy. I retrieved the eggs, made my journey back up the road, careful to stay in the center, when I heard from the top of the bank my name called. I recognized the voice immediately as my dad. He called my name. My fears evaporated immediately, and I made the remainder of the journey without a care. Later, I found out that that night when I walked out of the front door, my dad had walked out of the back door and walked the top of that road bank overlooking my journey. Though I had not seen him, he had been there all the time. My fears were unfounded. I had never been alone. When in despair, in a time of trial or temptation, realize Christ's promise to us is still true today. Stop letting your heart be troubled. I'll not leave you comfortless. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll never leave you alone. Remember, this is Jack Scallions. I want to thank you today for allowing me the opportunity to share just a few moments from my heart to yours.